Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and we have a whole slew of people in the studio with us this morning. Jennifer Batesel from Good Sam is here with us, along with Christy Dancer, Danae Bagwell, and Karen Adams from the Estate and Elder Law Planning Center of the Drake Law Firm. Ladies, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have so much to talk about this morning. I need to get to you guys as soon as we can, but you are hosting the Drake Law Firm, along with sponsorship from Good Samaritan Society, are hosting the upcoming, the second annual Elder Care Symposium. And let me read to you some information from the brochure that they have, and then we'll talk about it. But you, as the community, are invited to participate in a jam-packed day filled with practical information presented by qualified individuals selected because of their experience in assisting individuals and families like yours. Leave the symposium with a knowledge of many of the resources available in our community, as well as an understanding of how they can be utilized to provide quality care for your loved ones. Learn how others have survived the caregiving journey and how to conserve your financial resources while doing so. Leave with an uplifted spirit and an understanding of the importance of caring for yourself while you're giving care for others. Whew! In a nutshell, if you have healthcare concerns or questions, this event is for you. Who cannot not raise their hand for something like that?
Right.
Absolutely. Either they are facing it themselves or they have family or loved ones that are. So there's so many resources out there in the community that people just don't know about. So we want to make sure that this gives them a chance to uncover that and learn more.
You guys have such a varied background. I'd like for you to introduce yourselves if you can. And Danae, we'll start, or Christy, we'll start with you. But you're a registered nurse.
That's correct.
Working at the Estate and Elder Law Planning Center, you know, the Drake Law Firm, which is very uncommon to have an RN on staff.
Yes, it is. Most law firms do not have an RN. Randall just seen a disconnect between the legal and the financial and the medical piece. The doctors weren't talking to the attorneys. The financial wasn't talking to the legal. So what we try to do is what's called life care planning. We tie all those pieces together. Mm-hmm. And I've really enjoyed doing this job.
You know, we get in trouble because we like to assume that all the moving parts in our life, if they have questions, they're going to talk to one another. But that's a mistake that we are making. We have to be that driving force to make sure, you know, the financial is talking with the legal, who's talking with the healthcare. Mm-hmm. But when you get to a point to where you need everyone to be focused on you and the different things that are going on, a lot of times there's some sort of health concern. You don't feel like doing that every day.
Right. We're trying to put all the pieces together and be that advocate for that client in all those different areas.
Karen, you're also with the Planning Center?
Yes. I've been with Drake Law Firm for 2 years. I came over after being in banking for about 13 years. So I work with our clients to make sure that their assets are set up correctly to avoid probate and that all of their hard work is given to the right people who they want it to go to.
So. And that's, you know, that's something to where we have to constantly, you know, as we evolve, as our lives evolve, we have to tell you about those things and keep you guys in touch. You can't just sign your name to a paper 1 year and then never think about it again.
Right. No, absolutely. We definitely build the relationships, and that's one of my main roles is just making sure that we keep things up to date as their life changes.
Mm-hmm. And how beneficial it is for everyone to be local. You know, you live here, you work here, you go to the grocery store here, you go to church here. I mean, all those activities. So you come in contact with the people that you get to work with. And so, you know what's going on in their lives.
Right, absolutely. We definitely, our clients feel like family. We get to be very close with them and help them. So we love that part of it.
And having that trusting relationship, you know, when it comes to this part of all of our lives, I mean, you don't know who to trust.
Right.
I mean, we're always kind of, you know, kind of got our guard up. Because it feels like there's so many other entities, you know, you're always getting something in the mail saying, oh, come sit and talk with us, you know,
right.
And it's nerve-wracking.
Right. It is. It's good to have a place you can trust and people you can depend on.
Danae, what's your role?
I am one of the benefit coordinators. What I do is the Medicaid and VA benefit part. Most of the time I take the calls that say, we're headed to the nursing home, and they're saying we have to give them all of our money, or the state's going to take all of our money. And so I come in and I say, okay, wait a second, that's not true. There are other options out there that are appropriate and legal, and we do our best to help you who have saved your money all this time to pay for the good care, but also possibly protect some for your children and grandchildren.
The money part of it is the scariest part, yes. Because you have so many different people telling you so many different things. It's like, I don't know who to believe anymore. It's constantly changing.
That's exactly it. And the cool part for me is that I came from working in a nursing home, and I was the one saying, pay me the bill, and now to be on the other side of it and say, you don't have to pay that bill. Let's look at other options. Let's see what we can do. And yes, sometimes you have to pay the bill, but a lot of times we can help protect. So
that's got to be so beneficial for the people that you work with, you know, since you know both sides of that.
It really is. It's awesome.
Jennifer, you're with Good Sam. Good Sam is helping sponsor the symposium that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about Good Sam.
Well, Good Sam has jumped on board yet again this year. We jump on board with a lot of different things in the community to educate people, because we have tons of people that show up at our front door and they don't know what to do. They just receive this diagnosis. The caregiver is expended of all energy. And this happens every single day locally. And it's important for us to be able to point them in the right direction, for them to be able to do this. And we are fully in support of people getting this information and talking to the speakers and having this education, because the what if can be tomorrow.
The symposium is scheduled for Tuesday, October 17th from 8 until 4:30 at the Shed on the campus of Arkansas State University Mountain Home. The agenda is in-depth. There's a lot going on. So, ladies, give us an overview of what we can expect and why we cannot miss this event.
So the date on the 17th, it's actually a two-day event. The first day is geared just towards medical professionals, and there's a continuing education credit that's available for attending. So that day is open for nurses, social workers, RNs, and they'll be able to learn things that they can put in place to help those that they're providing care for. And the 18th is open to the public. It's a free event, full day with lots of speakers.
Tell us about the speakers you have on tap.
Okay, so we have, actually, there's quite a few of them. We're covering things all the way from paying for long-term care, life after caregiving. We have a wonderful keynote speaker that's coming to talk about positive approach to care for those with Alzheimer's and dementia. And Christy can tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Beth Noland coming. She works, again, like Karen said, with Positive Approach to Care. She works with Tipa Snow, if anyone's ever heard of Tipa Snow. She's an amazing, passionate person that wants to teach families and professionals how to deal with someone that has dementia. And basically, she helps us understand what it feels like to actually have dementia and those challenges that they're facing. So I was very blessed. I was able to attend training with Tipa herself this past year. And one of the key pieces I took away was that we cannot alter the person's behavior that has dementia. They're doing the best they can at any given moment in time. And so if something's really not working with providing care, we as the care partners, she likes to call us care partners versus caregivers. Mm-hmm. We as the care partners need to alter our approach. And I can honestly say I've been a nurse for 25 years, and this has hands down been some of the best training that I've ever attended. So we're really looking forward to have her come speak.
Give us some examples.
Sure.
Tell us how this approach is so groundbreaking.
Sure. Okay, some of this stuff is really kind of 101 stuff that they should teach all nurses, caregivers. Mm-hmm. Some things like visual perspective, and it's kind of hard to do this on the radio, but if you put your hands up like binoculars around mm-hmm. your eyes and you lose all that peripheral mm-hmm. vision, that's a lot of times what they're dealing with. And it actually comes down to monocular vision, where they only have one side where they're seeing anything. And pretty soon it's only what they see directly in front of them. So if you're coming up behind someone or even from the side and touch them quickly, it's going to jar them. So it's just how to approach them, some real basic concepts like that.
So we're really excited to have her. We also have some other speakers. We have the Attorney General's office coming to talk about scams and exploitation, which is something that we see a lot of people in our community are facing, and seniors especially are targeted for that. So that'll be good information for them to hear. And we have Johnny Harvey from BRMC and Jeff Quick from the Food Bank is coming to talk about exercise and nutrition, staying active with age. We have some speakers coming to talk about health insurance coverage, and especially it's coming up on open enrollment, and we know there are a lot of questions that people have.
We could do a whole show on open enrollment.
We could.
I have questions myself.
Right. So we're excited to bring them in just to kind of tell them what they need to look for and things to be aware of when they're looking for the best coverage for them individually. So we're excited. It'll definitely be a full day. There's something for everybody.
And how do we register?
So you can go to our website. It's eldercaresymposium.com, or you can call our office at 870-425-2460 to get registered. And again, the community date is totally free to attend. We just need to know they're coming so we can save their seat.
And if they'll go ahead and register now, they have a chance for a free lunch?
Yes, that's correct.
So yeah. You have to register by...
We
by Monday, right?
Yes,
I mean, you got
right.
You've got to know by Monday for sure.
Right. So. That's right.
Again, visit the website eldercaresymposium.com or call the Drake Law Firm. They'll have all the information for you there. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with the ladies putting on the Elder Care Symposium coming up on October 18th. That is this week. That is so make sure you call and register now. You can visit the website to register, eldercaresymposium.com, or you can give them a call at 425-2460. Again, the local number, 425-2460. Let me read this list of sponsors that they have, just so you'll know how many people locally are involved in bringing this to our community. Elmcroft, Good Samaritan Society, First Security Bank, Cruz & Associates, Integrity First Bank, Edward Jones, Jeff Smith, Homestead Senior Care, Hospice of North Arkansas, Reliance, White River Healthcare and Rehab, North Arkansas Home Care, Hospice of the Ozarks, and the Strother Firm. And, of course, the symposium is jointly presented by the Estate and Elder Law Planning Center, Drake Law Firm, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Arkansas State University Mountain Home, and the Murruck Family Education Center on Aging. How do you get that many people together?
We are blessed to live in a community where people really do want to help each other. And I think that's really what this is about. We know that there's a need and everybody's joining together to get this information out.
Well, it kind of goes back to, I mean, when we started, you talked about the different pillars of you have to have your financial and your health care and your legal all working together. You also have to have your community all working together to advocate for these individuals.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very true.
You've got 11 different speakers set for the Community Day on October 18th. One of them, of course, being Randall Drake, which this is, you know, part of the Drake Law Firm. Tell us a little bit about, you know, Randall's story and what he's going to present.
So Randall, of course, those of you who know him, is very passionate about being very active in our community and getting our community educated. It's not about I'm the attorney who does this and that. It's about let's educate our community. And so that's what this is all about. He wants you to know how to get, find, and pay for good care. He wants you to understand better how to care for your loved ones with dementia. He wants you to learn all of those things. And so that is where he's coming from in this. He came up with this idea a couple of years ago. This is our second one that we've done. And he just, over the years, he's gotten more and more speakers in. This year, I think we estimated that we had 11 speakers on just the one day. So a whole slew of people, like you said earlier. He is going to be speaking on the financial piece as far as how to pay for the care and making sure that it's quality care.
Tell us about some of the other speakers.
One of the other speakers that we have is Priscilla Pittman, who's coming to speak about life after caregiving. So we had some people last year that mentioned that this is something they'd like to hear about. I think that when you're in that role, that just becomes your whole life. Your focus is making sure that your loved one is cared for. And when they pass away, it's trying to start over and rebuild and start this new season. And this will just be really helpful to be able to see what their new mission should be and where to go from here.
And she's very down to earth. She's actually led so many support groups for so many people, and she travels throughout all of Arkansas just to lead these groups and help people out. That is her goal in life because she dealt with it personally.
Right.
So she's got a lot of personal advice along with things that she's learned along the way and all this stuff. I mean, she's amazing to talk to, and she's there. You can call their hotline, and she's there to talk to.
One of the neat things about your event that you're having, since it's designed for caregivers, you know, parts of it, you know, you want to talk to the caregivers and help them. You have a caregiver coupon because being a caregiver, you can't leave the house for the day and go to a symposium.
Right, we do. So there's a limited number of those available. So if somebody has a loved one at home that they can't leave alone, they can take them to the Baxter House Adult Daycare. They just need to contact me and let me know. We have just a little bit of paperwork available for them to fill out and get that done.
Probably need to call first thing Monday morning so
yes.
we can get that started.
Yes, we want to make sure that we get them in on those free spots. So,
what other opportunities do we have available during the symposium?
So they can, of course, visit with all of our sponsors. They'll all have literature available there at their booths. Just, again, of all the resources that are available in our community, things that can help them in their daily walk. And the full day, that since there are so many speakers, they can choose between the segments that they want to attend, which one will be the best fit for them.
One other segment I found interesting was the managing paranoia.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Linker. He is the geriatric psychiatrist from NARMC's Senior Outpatient Inpatient Unit for the Memory, Mood, and Thought Place. And he's wonderful. If you ever need somebody, a doctor that's related with so many people, he believes more in working with people on activities versus medication. He likes to go there
Amen.
First because nobody is different. When you're dealing with dementia and such, nobody's the same. And so when you can do different activities and different things at home, you know, to get them to look elsewhere and not have those right. paranoia, not to have those moods and such, you know, amen. And he's also a phone call away. He gives everybody out his you know, phone to call and talk with the families one-on-one. So he's wonderful, and he's down to earth, very down to earth.
He's an excellent speaker. He always draws a crowd. So
he does. He does, and he meets with people afterwards, usually.
Yes.
So it's wonderful.
And again, all of this is free to the community. I mean,
yes.
all you have to do is visit the website and do it today so you can register now, eldercaresymposium.com. Again, that's eldercaresymposium.com. Get all this information. You can call the office on Monday if you need at 425-2460. Again, 425-2460. But I highly recommend checking out that website today. Ladies, best of luck with your event.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.